Tractate 4 John 1 colon 1933. Part 1. You have very often heard, holy brethren, and you know well, that John the Baptist, in proportion as he was greater than those born of women, and was more humble in his acknowledgement of the Lord, obtained the grace of being the friend of the bridegroom, zealous for the bridegroom, not for himself, not seeking his own honor, but that of his judge, whom as a herald he preceded. Therefore, to the prophets who went before, it was granted to predict concerning Christ, but to this man, to point him out with the finger. For as Christ was unknown by those who did not believe the prophets before he came, he remained unknown to them even when present. For he had come humbly and concealed from the first, the more concealed in proportion as he was more humble, but the people, despising in their pride the humility of God, crucified their Savior, and made him their condemner. But will not he who at first came concealed, because humble, come again manifested, because exalted? You have just listened to the psalm, God shall come manifestly, and our God shall not keep silence. He was silent that he might be judged, he will not be silent when he begins to judge. It would not have been said, he will come manifestly, unless at first he had come concealed, nor would it have been said, he shall not keep silence, unless he had first kept silence. How was he silent? Interrogate Isaiah, he was brought as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer was dumb, so he opened not his mouth. But he shall come manifestly, and shall not keep silence. In what manner manifestly? A fire shall go before him, and round about him a strong tempest. That tempest has to carry away all the chaff from the floor, which is now being threshed, and the fire has to burn what the tempest carries away. But now he is silent, silent in judgment, but not silent in precept. For if Christ is silent, what is the purpose of these Gospels? What the purpose of the voices of the apostles, what of the canticles of the Psalms, what of the declarations of the prophets? In all these Christ is not silent. But now he is silent in not taking vengeance, he is not silent in not giving warning. But he will come in glory to take vengeance, and will manifest himself even to all who do not believe on him. But now, because when present he was concealed, it behoved that he should be despised. For unless he had been despised, he would not have been crucified. If he had not been crucified, he would not have shed his blood the price by which he redeemed us. But that he might give a price for us, he was crucified, that he might be crucified, he was despised, that he might be despised, he appeared in humility. Yet because he appeared as it were in the night, in a mortal body, he lighted for himself a lamp by which he might be seen. That lamp was John, concerning whom you lately heard many things, and the present passage of the evangelist contains the words of John, in the first place, and it is the chief point, his confession that he was not the Christ. But so great was the excellence of John, that men might have believed him to be the Christ, and in this he gave a proof of his humility, that he said he was not when he might have been believed to have been the Christ. Therefore, this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites to him from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? But they would not have sent unless they had been moved by the excellence of his authority who ventured to baptize. And he confessed, and denied not. What did he confess? And he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? For they knew that Elias was to precede Christ. For to no Jew was the name of Christ unknown. They did not think that he was the Christ, but they did not think that Christ would not come at all. When they were hoping that he would come, they were offended at him when he was present, and stumbled at him as on a low stone. For he was as yet a small stone, already indeed cut out of the mountain without hands, as saith Daniel the prophet, that he saw a stone cut out of the mountain without hands. But what follows? And that stone, saith he, grew and became a great mountain and filled the whole face of the earth. Mark then, my beloved brethren, what I say: Christ, before the Jews, was already cut out from the mountain. The prophet wishes that by the mountain should be understood the Jewish kingdom. But the kingdom of the Jews had not filled the whole face of the earth. The stone was cut out from thence, because from thence was the Lord born on his advent among men. And wherefore without hands? Because without the cooperation of man did the Virgin bear Christ. Now then was that stone cut out without hands before the eyes of the Jews, but it was humble. Not without reason, because not yet had that stone increased and filled the whole earth, that he showed in his kingdom, which is the church, with which he has filled the whole face of the earth. Because then it had not yet increased, they stumbled at him as at a stone, and that happened in them which is written, Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever that stone shall fall, it will grind them to powder. 6. At first they fell upon him lowly, as the lofty one he shall come upon them, but that he may grind them to powder when he comes in his exaltation, he first broke them in his lowliness. They stumbled at him, and were broken, they were not ground, but broken, he will come exalted and will grind them. But the Jews were to be pardoned because they stumbled at a stone which had not yet increased. What sort of persons are those who stumble at the mountain itself? Already you know who they are of whom I speak. Those who deny the church diffused through the whole world, do not stumble at the lowly stone, but at the mountain itself, because this the stone became as it grew. The blind Jews did not see the lowly stone, but how great blindness not to see the mountain. They saw him then lowly, and did not know him. He was pointed out to them by a lamp. For in the first place he, than whom no greater had arisen of those born of women, said, I am not the Christ. It was said to him, Art thou Elias? He answered, I am not. For Christ sends Elias before him, and he said, I am not, and occasioned a question for us. For it is to be feared test. Men, insufficiently understanding, think that John contradicted what Christ said. For in a certain place, when the Lord Jesus Christ said certain things in the gospel regarding himself, his disciples answered him, How then say the scribes, that is, those skilled in the law, that Elias must first come? And the Lord said, Elias is already come, and they have done unto him what they listed, and, if you wish to know, John the Baptist is he. 7. The Lord Jesus Christ said, Elias is already come, and John the Baptist is he, but John, being interrogated, confessed that he was not Elias, in the same manner that he confessed that he was not Christ. And as his confession that he was not Christ was true, so was his confession that he was not Elias. How then shall we compare the words of the herald with the words of the judge? Away with the thought that the herald speaks falsehood, for that which he speaks he hears from the judge. Wherefore then did he say, I am not Elias, and the Lord, he is Elias? Because the Lord Jesus Christ wished in him to prefigure his own advent, and to say that John was in the spirit of Elias. And what John was to the first advent, that will Elias be to the second advent. As there are two advents of the judge, so are there two heralds. The judge indeed was the same, but the heralds two, but not two judges. It was needful that in the first instance the judge should come to be judged. He sent before him his first herald, he called him Elias, because Elias will be in the second advent what John was in the first. For mark, beloved brethren, how true it is what I say. When John was conceived, or rather when he was born, the Holy Spirit prophesied that this would be fulfilled in him, and he shall be, he said, the forerunner of the highest, in the spirit and power of Elias. What signifieth in the spirit and power of Elias? In the same Holy Spirit in the room of Elias. Wherefore in room of Elias? Because what Elias will be to the second, that John was to the first advent. Rightly therefore, speaking literally, did John reply. For the Lord spoke figuratively, Elias, the same is John, but he, as I have said, spoke literally when he said, I am not Elias. Neither did John speak falsely, nor did the Lord speak falsely, neither was the word of the herald nor of the judge false, if only thou understand. But who shall understand? He who shall have imitated the lowliness of the herald, and shall have acknowledged the loftiness of the judge. For nothing was more lowly than the herald. My brethren, in nothing had John greater merit than in this humility, inasmuch as when he was able to deceive men, and to be thought Christ, and to have been received in the place of Christ, for so great were his grace and his excellency, nevertheless he openly confessed and said, I am not the Christ. Art thou Elias? If he had said I am Elias, it would have been as if Christ were already coming in his second advent to judge, not in his first to be judged. As if saying, Elias is yet to come, I am not, said he, Elias. But give heed to the lowly one before whom John came, that you may not feel the lofty one before whom Elias came. For thus also did the Lord complete the saying, John the Baptist is he which is to come. He came as a figure of that in which Elias is to come in his own person. Then Elias will in his own proper person be Elias, now in similitude he was John. Now John in his own proper person is John, in similitude Elias. The two heralds gave to each other their similitudes, and kept their own proper persons, but the judge is one Lord, whether preceded by this herald or by that. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, No. And they said unto him, Art thou a prophet? And he answered, No. They said therefore unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He saith, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. That said Isaiah. This prophecy was fulfilled in John, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Crying what? Prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight the paths of our God. Would it not have seemed to you that a herald would have cried, Go away, make room? Instead of the herald's cry Go away, John says Come. The herald makes men stand back from the judge, to the judge John calls. Yes, indeed, John calls men to the lowly one, that they may not experience what he will be as the exalted judge. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare you the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. He did not say, I am John, I am Elias, I am a prophet. But what did he say? This I am called, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way for the Lord, I am the prophecy itself. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, that is, of the chief men among the Jews, and they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, nor a prophet? As if it seemed to them audacity to baptize, as if they meant to inquire, In what character baptizest thou? We ask whether thou art the Christ, thou sayest that thou art not. We ask whether thou perchance art his precursor, for we know that before the advent of Christ, Elias will come, thou answerest that thou art not. We ask, if perchance thou art some herald come long before, that is, a prophet, and hast received that power, and thou sayest that thou art not a prophet. And John was not a prophet, he was greater than a prophet. The Lord gave such testimony concerning him, What went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind. Of course implying that he was not shaken by the wind, because John was not such an one as is moved by the wind, for he who is moved by the wind is blown upon by every seductive blast. But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. For John was clothed in rough garments, that is, his tunic was of camel's hair. Behold, they who are clothed in soft raiment are in king's houses. You did not then go out to see a man clothed in soft raiment. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yes, I say unto you, one greater than a prophet is here, for the prophets prophesied of Christ a long time before, John pointed him out as present. Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, nor a prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. For, very truly, he was not seen, being humble, and therefore was the lamp lighted. Observe how John gives place, who might have been accounted other than he was. He it is who cometh after me, who is made before me, that is, as we have already said, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. How greatly did he humble himself! And therefore he was greatly lifted up, for he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Hence, holy brethren, you ought to note that if John so humbled himself as to say, I am not worthy to unloose his shoe latchet, what need they have to be humbled who say, we baptize, what we give is ours, and what is ours is holy. He said, not I, but he, they say, we. John is not worthy to unloose his shoe's latchet, and if he had said he was worthy, how humble would he still have been? And if he had said he was worthy, and had spoken thus, he came after me who is made before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am only worthy to unloose, he would have greatly humbled himself. But when he says that he is not worthy even to do this, truly was he full of the Holy Spirit, who in such fashion as a servant acknowledged his Lord, and merited to be made a friend instead of a servant. These things were done in Bethany, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who taketh away the sin of the world. Let no one so arrogate to himself as to say that he taketh away the sin of the world. Give heed now to the proud men at whom John pointed the finger. The heretics were not yet born, but already were they pointed out, against them he then cried from the river, against whom he now cries from the gospel. Jesus comes, and what says he? Behold the Lamb of God. If to be innocent is to be a lamb, then John was a lamb, for was not he innocent? But who is innocent? To what extent innocent? All come from that branch and shoot, concerning which David sings, even with groanings, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Alone, then, was he, the Lamb who came, not so. For he was not conceived in iniquity, because not conceived of mortality, nor did his mother conceive him in sin, whom the virgin conceived, whom the virgin brought forth, because by faith she conceived, and by faith received him. Therefore, behold the Lamb of God. He is not a branch derived from Adam, flesh only did he derive from Adam, Adam's sin he did not assume. He who took not upon him sin from our lump, he it is who taketh away our sin. Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world.